For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Praise God. Habakkuk 2 from verse 1 to 2, from verse 1 to 3.
Last one day we look at what the art of soaking in messages. Praise the Lord. How many of us have taken steps towards that message? I've done something actively. I've done something actively.
Hallelujah. That's the sign. Praise God. And I know you will see results. It's not so, you know, there are things you don't need to pray about. So like I said, if you took 4 wraps of Eba, you'll be satisfied. That's no longer a prophecy. Is that not true?
Because if you eat 4 wraps of, sorry, Akpu, 4 wraps, I don't know, okay, there are people that can eat 4 wraps, I'll not be satisfied. Okay, let's say if you eat 15 wraps, you must be satisfied. Is that not true? That was no longer a prayer. It's like, you know, it's like the law of cause and effect.
Hallelujah. I believe I was to do that in the name of Jesus Christ, I'll be blessed.
So today we'll be looking at the art of documenting, the art of booking. Why should you not be taking note in tablets? Why should you not be taking note in phones? Hallelujah. Why should you not be taking note in tablets? Why should you not be taking note in phones? Why should you not be writing? Praise God. See, like the message we preach on Sunday is like a message that we shouldn't, the Lord instructed me, I just feel like it's not a Sunday we should preach on Sunday to be Bible. But I believe it's very, very important. Is that not true? Very, very important. So like while we're preaching on Sunday again, men of God, hallelujah, please let's have a design and let people come alive. Because when I was wondering, why should we look at that topic? Some people say, on Sunday we are coming to worship God. Is that not true? Then why should we have a topic, men of God? Every day you come to worship God, there's a man standing to tell you about God. Is that not true? Every Sunday, every Wednesday. So that man telling you, you need to know about him, you need to understand him. If not, you'll not be able to receive from him. Many people don't really understand what really happened in church. Praise God. So understanding need to be brought, and then we'll be addressing all the issues. The Lord, I've never written a sermon that's up to 3 pages, and until I must cover it. So music department, reduce your time. Let's just schedule, hallelujah, so that I'll come up on time, and then be able to run fast. Praise God. Now the art of documenting and booking is our topic. Now the art of documenting. Now, when I say documenting, some people can say you can have digital documenting. Now, I write and booking, book. Hallelujah. The art of documenting and booking. The art of documenting and booking. Habakkuk chapter 2 from verse 1 to 3. How many of you believe that some of the passages of the Bible are meant for you? How many of us are here with our Bibles? Hallelujah. Are we there? 2 from verse 1 to 2. Are you there? Let's read. 1, 2, 3, go. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon what? The tower. Are we with your Bibles at all? Are we in church? Or are we going home? Alright, let's open. I want us to read together. 1, 2, 3, go. Are we there? Shall I wait for you? Are we there? 1, 2, 3, let's go. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will what? Now, when I say something to you, do you see it or what is, do you see that English at all? Do you see that English? It said, I will watch to see what he will say. Now, when I'm saying you hear, is that not true? But this is saying, I watch to see what he will say. That's big. And what I will answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write what? Memorize the vision. Is that true? Is it memorize? Write the vision. Write. W-R-I-T. And make it plain upon tables that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. That is the reason. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Praise the Lord. Now, like I said, the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing, not reading, not writing. Is that not true? God, do you believe that the Bible knows the difference between hearing and seeing and writing? When the Bible says write, it means write. When it says hear, do you believe that, guys?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So the art of documenting, the art of writing. And our focus today is paper. Paper and biro. Altogether, paper and biro. So that's our emphasis for today. And I believe you'll be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, I want to give you some facts about documenting. Don't forget it's our month of knowledge and revelation. And then when knowledge comes, it's important you document it. Praise God. And then you book it down. Now, God clearly instructs prophets in the Bible to write things. When you read Jeremiah 36, verse 12, and then verse 28, and then Revelation chapter 1, verse 11, the Bible says, this thing, Revelation 1, 11, and then Jeremiah 36 from verse 17 to 28. Now, prophets are the sharpest brains in the Bible. Do you understand what I said? Just like, in the book of Jeremiah 36, from verse 12, something happened. Jeremiah wrote a prophecy. He was dictating the prophecy, and then Baruch was writing it. Do you understand? Then when he was writing it, he took it to the king, Joachim. And the king, after reading the prophecy, he will cut it. After they finish reading a page, he will cut that page, throw it in the fire. Cut it, throw it in the fire, cut it and throw it in the fire. So at the end, no more prophecy. So when they went and met Prophet Jeremiah, say, and the prophecy is lost, was lost altogether. That means, how can I remember everything that God told me? Has God ever told you something you forgot? Yes. But the Bible said, Jeremiah asked him to cut another straw, and he dictated the same thing to him, verbatim. That was a sharp brain. But see, God asked him to write it down. You see? Hallelujah. To write it down. In the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 11, God instructed John, what I tell you, write. Praise the Lord. Number two, important, I want you to know that information is progressive. The formal information is needed for today. That means yesterday's information is needed for today. Is that true? And today's information is needed for tomorrow. Information is progressive. Yesterday's information, we need what we were taught yesterday for today. We need what we are learning today for tomorrow. In Daniel chapter 9 verse 2, the Bible says, I, Daniel, did what? Understood by books. Praise the Lord. Don't worry. I know some people, not only here, some people will listen to this message and say, okay, as I'm starting now, they say, this person, when Daniel said understood by book, is olden days. Don't worry, we'll address your problem. Praise God. See, that time there was no technology. Alright, we'll get there. Praise God. Yeah. But the Bible says, Daniel understood by what? Books. That the captivity of Israel should be 70 years. So he read yesterday's information to dictate to this life. Are we together? Like reading the kind of things you wrote in the Bible will tell you what you should be doing by now. Praise the Lord. Number three, I want you to understand is, document paint issues in black and white. That is the way they used to say it. Document paint situations in black and white. Have you ever heard the statement that ink don't lie? Ink don't lie. Have you ever heard that kind of statement? You have heard it before, right? That's correct. Ink don't lie. Like when you write it on ink, it's black, plain and black. Nobody can add another meaning to it. A conjunction is a conjunction. A comma is a comma. A full stop is a full stop. You cannot read meaning to it. Is that not true? Bible speaking in John 19 verse 21. The Bible says, then said the chief priest of the Jews to Pilate, write not, don't write the king of the Jews, but that he said, I am the king of the Jews. So in Dora, when you write something down, when you document something down, it is in black and white. Anybody can pick it and read it and understand what you are saying. Are we together? So when you write documents, you can have a spiritual chant in your spirit. You can have a prophecy. Many people can read many meanings to it, but once you write it down, your meaning is limited. Because you pass it down on that paper. Praise the Lord. Now, documenting, writing. Now, 21st century. It is 21st century. It is 21st century, right? Do you think in heaven, are they reading tablet? What are they using? Crows. What are they still using? Revelation chapter 10 verse 12. Let me show you what they are still using. Hallelujah. That is heaven. Praise the Lord. Revelation 5, 10, 12, 10, 2. And then Revelation 5 from verse 2 to 9. And then you can also write Luke 10, 20. Bible says in heaven, names are being written. And then books are being brought. Every moment, everything we do, they are being written in what? Books. Is that not true? The Bible says books, that is scrolls. Is that not true? So in heaven, currently, books are being written. They are being documented. There are files. If you have read books of stories of people who have been to heaven before, have you ever read of anyone that have gone to heaven before? Any book of some that have gone, anyone? Which one? Divine Revelation of Hell by Mary Baxter. Have you read I Saw Heaven by Chunam Thomas? Have you read that book? If you have read many books of people, I think all the ones I've read, most of them document that when they go to heaven, they see files, scrolls, hard copy, till date. Hallelujah. Many people today, when Jesus Christ appeared to them, Jesus Christ doesn't appear to them in suit. Have you ever seen somebody say, have you ever heard somebody say Jesus Christ appeared to him in suit? He still appear in that their gown and that their sandals. The army that will come to fight the new war, they will be coming with horses. They will not be coming with fighter plane or fighter jet. Think about it. So are we going forward or backward? Do you know what I'm saying? Armageddon fight, that is the fight with the last Lucifer. The angels will be coming in horses, red horse, pale horse, black horse, red horse. Do you know what the Bible says? And then they'll be fighting us with nuclear weapons. And after the rapture, we are going back. We'll be, I don't know where, are we going back? We are going forward.
Alright. We'll know by that time. That's true. But documenting is going on in heaven. Praise God. So much that there are people in the Bible we call scribes. Have you read the Bible? Because some people are called scribes. What is their major responsibility? To write. To document things. To write information and then to pass it down. So writing is going on in paper and Bible. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So why should you write? What is the benefit of taking note? What is the benefit of writing things down? What is the benefit of writing? What is the benefit of writing? Hallelujah. Number one, information stays longer and outlives the source. When you write an information or you document an information, it stays longer and it outlives the source of that information. Isaiah 30 verse 8. And then 2 Kings 22 verse 8. Hallelujah. When you write information, it stays longer. And then it usually outlives the source. The source. 2 Kings 22 verse 8. Isaiah 30 verse 8. Anybody there can help us read? Second Kings 22 verse 8 and then Isaiah 30 verse 8. Yes, ma'am.
Now go, write it for them in a table and note it in a book that it may be for the time to come forever and ever.
Now write it and then note it in a book means that it may be from time, that it may last from time to come forever and what? And forever. Second Kings 22 verse 8. And Hilkiah the high priest said unto Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord, and Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan and he read it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So information that are written down and are documented, they outlive the writer. They outlive what? The writer. They live longer. People can access them years after. Do you know when E.W. Kenyon was dead? How many of you have ever read a book by E.W. Kenyon? If you see any of his books, check the date they wrote it. E.W. Kenyon is 1946. Check. But this is 2020, and we are still reading it. If he had only said it, and don't forget that books of E.W. Kenyon, Watchmanese, they were not written as books. They were written, Watchmanese was in prison all his life. They locked him because he was preaching. They locked him. So it was his writings that people print. Most of the books of Kenneth E. Hagin, even some of his books, are not really, he didn't write them as books. They are his jottings and his writing, and then people compiled in a particular topic and compiled and print. And this information has outlived them. And this generation is benefiting our kids and our children till the world ends. So information documented and written would outlive the person. Are we together? Are we together? Number two, you write and document information for referrals, for reviews, for a teaching and for consolations. You write to what? Refer. To review. To edit. And then to receive consolation. Write Daniel chapter 9 verse 2. And then Luke chapter 9 down to chapter 13. And then Luke 10, 26. And then Luke 1, 3. Daniel 9, 2. Luke 9 and then Luke 9 verse 13. And then Luke 10, 26. And then Luke 1, 3. Hallelujah. As I was reviewing this note, I remember many times I prophesied on some of us here. Or many times I said, but you need to go back to those things that were said about you. Look at them. All together. Review them. As time goes on, those that need editing, you edit it. All together. And that sometimes when you feel down, you look at the things that have been spoken about you, you say, Lord, you said this about me, it will come to pass. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You receive consolation. I have a book, a 40-leaf book the heading of that book is Prophecies and Practices. On that book, I write all the prophecies that have been prophesied over me, all the practices I used to do. I write it there. Anytime I receive a prophecy, anywhere, anytime, I go there, I write it. And then once in a while, I go back and check all the things that God has spoken. I receive encouragement. Do you understand? I receive encouragement. I review some of the things. And then I refer back to you. Sometimes something will happen. When it happens, the Holy Spirit will quicken you. I once told you about this. Then you go back and check. It has happened. That is the way you can mark the things about your life that has happened. Are we together? So you write for referrals. For review, some of the things that God has spoken to you, like some of them may need editing, like you may get something from God and you may not understand it. And then the picture gets clearer. Then you go back and edit it on where you wrote it down. Do you understand? Just imagine, like I wrote, Shekinah Encounters, that will be a ministry forever, we'll do this kind of thing. Now that I've gotten a better information, I go back and edit that information. Do you understand? So you write information for referrer, you refer to them. I can refer to many prophecies in my book. I can refer to many of them. You review them. Like Daniel said, I understood by books. So he referred his revelation and understanding by document that have been written down. And the document of the writing of Prophet Jeremiah. Number 3. Documenting information reveals value and create room for more. Documenting information reveals a show of value and it creates rooms for more. Now, how many of you has the Holy Spirit dealt with you in this area? Let me know. Let's say the Holy Spirit will tell you something and then you don't write it and then you forget it. He will never tell you something again. And then he will tell you something and then you write it, then he will tell you more. Has it ever happened to any? Has anybody been telling? Let me see. Okay. You notice that the more you write, he will take you more serious, he will tell you more. Is that not true? If you dream and you take your dream serious, God will speak to you through dream. So if the Holy Spirit speaks to you, that is why anytime I'm with the paper or I'm with the phone, if you check my note on my phone, always it's instruction. When I'm praying, God speaks to me. Immediately I write it down. Because I may forget. Like I used to say, every time I used to preach, like most of these points, I got there most times when I'm praying, most times, 90% of my points are when I'm preaching. So when they come, immediately I write it down because I'll forget. It's not in my brain. Do you understand? The more I write it down, the Holy Spirit knows I am serious. He will tell me more. But if the Holy Spirit gives giving you information and you never document it, you never take it serious, he will never give you more. Don't forget something I've said here one time, that your brain is not for storage. If you have a computer that's 500 gig hard disk, 4 gigahertz RAM, and then 400 gig of the computer is used, the computer will be slower. Is it true? If you want the computer to be faster, transfer the information to an external hard disk and let the system be free. It will be faster. Your brain is not for storage. I heard it from a Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa. Your brain is not for... do you know something? It will show you that if you ask me my age now, sincerely, I may not be... I know when I'm giving birth to, so I don't need to be saying my age on my head. I don't need to calculate. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I leave my brain to be free. So once information comes, you write them down. That's why I was arranging my books yesterday. And everybody was shouting my compound. Am I a professor? Because of the number of the books I had anyway. But in one carton, one of the cartons, I have all the jotters I've ever used. from my Sunday school, 100 level, 200 level till today. All the jotters, all. I have a cattle for used jotters. You don't believe me? Come to my house, I'll show you. For used jotters, I can tell you where it was. Yes, every one of it. All the sermons I've ever preached, all the sermons, I have all of them documented. Do you understand? Yes. Why? Because I don't need, the Holy Spirit will take you more serious when you are able to write. When he tells you something, you value it, you write it down. You write it down. You create room for more, and then you'll be able to receive more. All together? Yeah, so then make sure you leave your brain empty. Information come, transfer them, and let your brain be empty. There are many things you don't need to cram, like your date of birth. Like how many years? You don't need to, why you know your date of birth? Anything, I can just calculate it down. Let your mind be free. All together? Remove information, decontest your mind. Document them somewhere. Number four benefit of writing. Documenting information comes in handy for proofs and for validation. Documenting information comes in handy for what? For proofs and validation. I once mentioned here when we invited Apostle Selman to preach. No, mean that they listened to me. He told me that he saw it on the system. He saw me there. He saw the message. And he was standing with a different attitude from the way he said before. Now he has proven that information. The weight is different. Two of us. You see, let me show you something. Something happened in the Bible, in the book of Ezra. Let's read the version of Nehemiah. It happened in Ezra and Nehemiah. Are we together? Come on, are we together? This situation happened in two instances in the Bible, in the book of Ezra and in the book of Nehemiah. Praise the Lord. Let's open to Nehemiah chapter 7 verse 5. Nehemiah 7 verse 5. Where is this, any of you looking at New Testament? Nehemiah, hallelujah. Is it? Okay. Nehemiah chapter 7 verse 5. Nehemiah 7 verse 5. You know this kind of books that are two chapters. Yeah.
To gather the nobles, the rulers, and the people.
Yes.
That they might be registered by genealogy.
Now, hallelujah. A situation where it happened, they needed to write the people and then to document them. Let's, you know, praise God, please, let's hear me. Are we together? Are we together? They came back from captivity and then the Lord laid it in his heart to trace everybody. You know, the Jews, after 2,000 years of captivity, when they were not, Israel was not a nation. Do you understand me now? When they came back, till today, you can still know who is a Levite, who is from the tribe of Judah, who is from the tribe of Levi, from the tribe of Reuben, from the tribe of Dan. Do you understand what I'm talking about? So when they went to captivity, some went to Babylon, some went to Egypt, they came back together. So they wanted to trace everybody. You are an Israelite, but which tribe are you? That was what happened there. Do you understand now? Now read verse 63 to 64.
Verse 63. And of the priests.
Now, the genealogy of the priests, yes.
The sons of Habiah.
Yes.
The sons of Cus.
Yes.
The sons of Barzillai.
Okay.
Who took a wife of the daughters of Barzillai the Gileadite.
Yes.
And was called by their name.
Yes.
These sorts they are listing among
now, those. Please listen. Hallelujah, guys. Yes.
These sorts they are listing among those who were registered by genealogy.
Yes.
But it was not found.
Yes.
Therefore, they were excluded from the priesthood as defiled.
Now, please, guys, hear me. They wanted to trace where you are from. So, Moyo, you are from Osun State. Which tribe in Osun State? So, they wanted to trace because everybody's name was written. They should be able to trace. So, there was a class of priests. They were Israelite, true. But they could not trace them because their names could not be traced in that list. Their genealogy could not be traced in that book. So from that henceforth, they were no longer Levites. Do you understand that? That means they cannot prove, it is true I'm a man, but I cannot prove I'm a man, something like that. You are a Levite, but you cannot prove. Because it was not written, it was not documented. Just imagine somebody saying he's a member of Shekinah Encounter Center and then 50 years later, when all of us are big, all of us are mighty, all of us are very, to be a member of this faith, to be a member, a founding member of this church would be a big thing. Do you understand now? And then he said, you're a member, then we'll begin to bring out our first. He said, but we are not a member, you are here now. My man of God, remember me, I was in the choir. I said, your name is not here, your name is not here. So that kind of situation, that's what happened. Why? Because their names were not documented. Because they cannot prove who they were. Bible speaking says, when you divorce your wife in those days anyway, you should give her a writing of divorce so that she can prove. Without paper is a proof I'm divorced. So you need document to prove. When you buy a land, they give you a paper to prove that this is your land. Is that true? So you need document to prove that you were there. You need to write a document to prove that you were in that service. Does that mean? You need, what I'm saying now is looking like a joke. You need a document sometimes to prove that you are there. Hallelujah. That way we give you a certificate. You graduated with a 2-1 second class upper to prove that you are a student. Politicians nowadays, people leave office because they cannot prove they were once a student of a particular school. It's not true. They cannot prove that. Where are your lectures? Let's see, where's your matric number? Let's go and read your test. They cannot prove it. And then people lose office. So documents are needed for proof and for validation. Number 5. We need documentation for perfect reproduction and accurate transfer of knowledge. Praise the Lord. We need it for what? Reproduction, accurate transfer of facts, data, and information. 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 5. Deuteronomy 31 verse 19. Ezekiel 24 verse 2 and then Luke 16 verse 6. Any one of them. Hallelujah. 1 Kings 16 verse 5. Deuteronomy 31 verse 19. Any one of them can help us read. And then Luke 16 verse 6. We need to document for accurate production. Yes. Of facts and information. Yes. Anybody, any of them can help us read, please.
Luke 16 verse 6.
Yes.
And he said, 100 measures of oil. So he said to him, take your bill and sit down quickly and write 50.
Hallelujah. So he could no longer produce that information. Write it down and change it to 50. Yes. Anyone, the next one? The next one, please. The next text.
Okay. 1 Kings 16, verse 5.
Yes.
Now, the rest of the acts of Baasha, what he did and his might, are they not written in the book of Chronicles of the kings of Israel?
Okay. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So, we needed to be able to produce information. Hallelujah. I want to do a small exercise now. Mint, come. Mint will read something. He will tell Moyo in her ear. Moyo, you will tell Mint. You will tell Barista, and Barista will tell Andres. Then Andres will tell us the last thing she had. Do you understand?
Alright.
Now read this. Make sure when you are telling the person in the ear, the next person is not hearing. So read this. Read this. Don't read it out. Just read it in your mind. Alright, tell Moyo in her ear. Praise the Lord. Moyo, tell prof in his ear. Well, Andres, when you tell Andres. Stand up. Stand up. Give her the mic. Give her the mic. So, we just wait. Listen, this is an audio information that was passed across 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people. So we want to see the level of the perfection of the transfer of that information, of that data, and how well it was transferred. Is that correct? So what is the information? You say it, then I will say what is here. What was the original information? Yes?
What he told me, he said, Fanta, Maga, Stick, Maga, Stick, something like that. That was what he
okay.
said.
All right. The information here is Fantama, glorious, fantastic, galactic. You see, now, that is the point I want you to get. If I had written it down, and I gave him to transfer it, Andres would get the same information. You see, is that not true? Yeah, so you will not be able to transfer information accurately down a generation without documenting it. It will never go down correctly. Somebody will come and dilute it somehow. I remember when I watched a video, it was action. They did like this. A line, the last person, what he did, you not believe. Totally different. We just did it now, you understand that. You will not be able, you can't do it. Now, the disciples, we have how many gospels? The gospel according to Mark, Luke, John. Is that true? And let's say it's 4. Hallelujah. All of them were around through the time of Jesus Christ, but all of them will share the same story. Different details. You see? All of them were alive. But the information could not be transferred perfectly. But if you want to transfer information perfectly, the way it is without altering it, if I had written it down, the last person, even if it's 50 years, so long as it's not altered, we get the same information. Do you understand that? So for perfect reproduction, accurate transfer of data, facts, and information, praise the Lord, you need to be able to write down. Hallelujah. That is the reason why we have constitution everywhere. Constitution of NCCF. Every 1 year, new corpus coming. Every 1 year, new corpus. This set of corpus are prophetic people. All they like is prophecy. Another set of corpus will come. All they like is evangelism. Another set of corpus will come. All they like is worship, worship. Another corpus will come. All they like is fire, fire. Another corpus will come. All they like is the revelation of the grace and the word of God. These are all different set of people. Now, if you don't have a law, these people come every Sunday service is worship. We don't need to look at the word of God because all of them are inclined in that area. That we need a law to transfer to every generation. This is the way NCCF is. If they are not written it down and they say by word of mouth, you will not believe what will be happening by now. So another one will come with, we can, you will call the people wearing white garment. Because a generation came. That's the truth. But when you go there, they tell you it is cross-denominational, interdenominational. Is that not true? They tell you every denomination. So we don't bring one particular denomination. There are things intentionally curtailed. For instance, Holy Communion is curtailed because not everybody believes it. Anointing oil is not permitted. Because it is interdenominational. That is the law. When I was there, I believed in anointing oil, but I cannot use it because that is the law. Do you understand me now? So we passed it down for information. For accurate transfer. Praise the Lord. Number 6. Documenting information keeps one in touch with history. In Exodus chapter 17 verse 14, it keeps one in touch with history. Exodus 17, 14. When you document information and then John 1, 45, it keeps one in touch with history. Exodus 17, 14. The Bible says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven." Praise the Lord. Now it keeps you in touch with history. Praise the Lord. Because you'll be able to read the books. In so and so, when the Biafra war happened, it was documented. So and so happened, it was documented. That is the reason why we know about the revivals of 1950. We know about the charismatic move. We know about the healing revivals. We know about the faith movement. Because somebody called Robert Lydon wrote the book. Before Robert Lydon, that was years after the revival. Nobody really knew what happened. But he came and then wrote it down. God generous is 1, 2, 3, 4. You 4 now? You up to 5? See the first series. We have the 5th series, right? Okay. So now he now told us, you now know what happened in those days. We wouldn't have known who Oral Roberts was. That's not true. You wouldn't have known. You wouldn't have known who was William Branham. We wouldn't have known that there was a man like Charles that brought the Pentecost. There was a man. There was a time people didn't speak in tongues. Now, people growing up now would think speaking in tongues is normal. Until they read, they know that there was a time when speaking in tongues was not permitted. When I wrote the history, there was a time when the Bible was not permitted. People that translate the Bible, when I read their history, most of them were dead. Somebody died to only translate only the book of John. They killed him and killed his family. That time, if you attempt translating to English, you are declared treason. Is that not true? Yes. But many people don't value the Bible because we don't know the history of the Bible. Many people, all family, there was a man called John Knox Huss or something like that. He was born on a stake, life, for attempting to translate the Bible. I read of many stories of many different, one was translated. It was not once they translated it. There were many people, one person translated the New Testament, William Tyndale, something like that. And other people, different people did it. Then there was a time where there was multiple translations. Then the King James, that was why we had the King James version. There was a king called James. That said, now that we have multiple translations, let us gather together and have one translation. Why? Because of the persecution, many people move to different places and there are different translations. So now they have one translation, King James. Now people think King James is just a name of the company. Because they don't know the history. Why do we have NIV? Why do we have this kind of translation altogether? There are many translations now that remove the name of Jesus Christ, remove the name of God, remove anywhere there is faith, remove anywhere there is Holy Ghost baptism. And many soft copies, I forget, like soft Bible, you easily find that kind of thing in soft copies Bible. easy to read version, all those kind of new American English. You read something, God, how far? And God, yes, I'm telling you. I've seen it. I'm not joking. You see, funny translation. Why? Because translations are motivated for a particular reason. NIV translation is taught by thought, or the message is taught by thought. Like, the best, if I want to translate, I'll just, what is this person trying to say? I'll translate the thought. But King James is word by word. This word is Hebrew. Hagar means what in English. Then they write it down. This word in Hebrew is what? They mean what? Do you understand what I'm talking about? So when you write information, you keep them in book, it helps people to keep in touch. Like, we need people now to write what is happening in the Redeemed Church of God. We need people to write what is happening in Winner's Chapel. What is happening in MFM. Because this kind of thing is happening once in 100 years. People like that come once in 100 years. Most of the miracles that Apostle Babalola said, like I said, were more than the miracles that Simeon Wiggins ever did. Yes, more than that. But because nobody wrote it down, we don't know. You can see an average CAC boy now insulting CAC, not knowing. You see the way, you see we have mega churches. The mega churches in Lokoja are CACs. You go one here, see two mega churches here. You go down there, you see two mega churches. Just like we have mega redeemed churches now in our generation and mega living faith. That is the way, once in a one lifetime, CAC was the happening thing. How you get that? Mega, everywhere, see, people were full to overflow. But I've read CAC people that don't have the history. They have not read it. They know that the man banished a bread, and then his feet were stamped on a rock. They didn't have many things that he did. So they are not in touch with histories. You can insult many people. That is why real men of God don't know insult the Roman Catholic Church. Because the Roman Catholic Church is a church that it... Now, CAC is not to 200 years. You up to? How old is the Roman Catholic Church? Ancient, but still today, they are still in church. Why? Because they transfer information. New generation, as a baby, you learn to recite the Rosemary. Hail Mary, Mother of God, pray for us. You must say it. And they begin to tell you about St. Augustine. Send this. They inform the people. So they grow, they are in touch with their lineage. As far as they are concerned, Roman Catholic Church is the only church in the world. So they are well educated with their history. They are in touch. But average Pentecostal people, they don't know. How do you do that? So you can translate people, be in touch with their history. When you keep documents. Hallelujah. And then number 7. Writing helps you with forgetfulness. Writing helps you with forgetfulness. All of us forget at a point in time. Praise the Lord. Now, when you read the Bible and the Bible say, and God remember, does it mean God forgot? Have you ever seen it in the Bible? And God remembered so and so, especially the King James Version. That doesn't mean actually God forgot. That means it is time for this person's visitation, or like it's season. Hallelujah. Yes, before he's doing, so God is to forget. Yes, hallelujah. But human beings are human. In Proverbs 3 verse 3, say, write it down and rehearse it because we tend to forget. Hallelujah. So when you write it down, most of you go back to read. And then you remember, I made a promise to this person. I made a commitment here. You need something in church. As a man of God, you will learn to know that many people that promise to give something in church, only 20% will redeem their place. Do you understand that? Let's say you have ever been in lunch and you want to give 10,000 naira, come outside. Or if 10 people come outside, it's only one or two people that repeat that 10,000 naira. Why? No, why? Because some people not actually didn't, it's not because they don't want to pay. Many people forgot that they ever pledged. Yes. Especially when they say we'll pay it in 6 months time. Some people will forget that they did it. But when you write it down, I have a commitment to do this one. You write it, you have a jota, you write it down. You will always remember, I'm supposed to do this one. Because the Bible says, don't be a fool. Don't vow before God and don't pay. So that, you know what the Bible says? Yes, you make, so many people that have done that, they have made God angry. The Bible says it's better not to vow than to vow and not to pay. So many people forget their vow. Many people forget their promises to the wife of their youth. You once promised me that you will stay with me forever in sickness and in health. You see, that's why wedding certificate is kept by wives most time. It's women that keep wedding certificate and their vow. Yes, men don't need to care because women... If you ask my mother, I know my father will not know where it is. It's my mom. She will know. But women are the ones because they like security. I remember you said this. My fiancé, if I do something and you remember, you told it hurts. Very, very careful. Because what happened is, if I happen not to do it, she said, you said this. Women don't forget. They incubate it. You remember, you told me this. And then men will say, you are nagging. She's not nagging. She always told you, they will not forget, I tell you, my brother. They will never forget. So, writing will help you for us men, it's good you write. Hallelujah, write. Praise the Lord. And then finally, in keeping of your vows, your agreement. Now, I want to give you two counsel. Learn to protect and preserve your document. Anytime you write something, your jotters, learn to protect and preserve them. And I want to give you a new advice now. It's better you buy this type of paper. Look at this type of paper. This type of paper than dot other paper. There's another type of paper, real paper, wood paper. You know that kind of paper? That's looking like wood, brownish paper. Pop, is it pop? Yes. Use this type of paper when you want to keep document and that paper, because that paper gets old with time. And it has self-destruction ability. So if you really want to preserve your document, like I just learned it now, not that I already saw me, I just learned it from my own experience. Checking my jotters, one of them, a very, very, that kind of paper. On its own, it started folding and throwing away. So, but this paper always, like, this is synthetic paper. That paper is more natural. That is why the ancient scroll, ancient times, they used to use animal skin or pulp from wood. After a while, it gets bad. So they translate it after a while. So learn to preserve those jotters. Learn to keep them in the place where they are safe. Altogether, preserve your notes. One day God will remind you of a teaching He taught you somewhere. A season in your life, you remember that I was in a season in my life and God said this kind of thing. And then you may want to refer back to it. You understand? Learn to preserve your document. Like all the writings, I see people forget their jotters in church. Have you seen it before? Have you seen it? People forget their jotters in church. But learn to preserve it, value it altogether. And then number two, there are things that you should not write on paper. There are informations that you should not write on paper. Praise the Lord. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 3 to 4 and then Revelation chapter 10 verse 4. The Bible says, God spoke to John and He said, don't write this one. Do you understand? Example, let's say you are in a situation where people can easily access your jotters. And then God just spoke to you now. Means your wife is sister, XYZ. And the sister is around. Now, and then apostle said that you should be able to write every information the Holy Spirit gives you so that you don't forget. And you now go and write in that jota, God spoke to me, sister, so. And then somebody else can access that kind of information. Do you understand? Has God ever spoken to you something about something and He said, don't tell anybody? Has God ever given anybody? He's giving you. And He asked you not to tell anybody. Yes. There are information like that, the Holy Spirit will instruct you not to tell anyone. That kind of information, don't write it down. Praise the Lord. So learn to protect information that shouldn't be written down and the one that should be written down. Anyone that shouldn't be written, don't write it down. And most of that, when the Holy Spirit instructs you on things like that, He will give you an ability to sustain, to remember that ability like for years. You will always remember, it will always be fresh. Hallelujah. And the Holy Spirit will be the one that will always tell you, don't write this one. You will know. You will know them. Sensitive information. Praise the Lord. Number three counsel I want to let you know is learn to transfer your document or informations to faithful hands or people that value that information. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 2, hallelujah. The Bible says the things we have taught you, commit them to faithful hands. Faithful hands. If you have learned once, learn to transfer them. When you are transferred, to transfer to somebody that values it. Do you understand? Praise the Lord. Transfer those knowledge to somebody that value it. If you have been to seminar and then you gather seminar papers, like I have a lot of seminar papers, if I want to transfer that kind of information to somebody, all my NCCF Bible study jotters. You use the Bible jotters, Bible study outline now. You should do it. They don't have hard copy now. Like a pamphlet, every quarter we have a pamphlet. The theme of the quarter, the every Bible study outline. And the teaching. They just do it, right? Yeah. You see, do it, right? Okay. I have every of the one I was doing here. All the ones, my NCCF days. All of them, I had them. I have all my FCS Bible study outline. From 100 level. All the ones, I had them. Yes. Still with me. In fact, I was still looking at one of them. Remember, all my, I had them. I had the one that was with my dad before me. You can refer to them. If I want to pass it out to somebody, I will pass it out to somebody that values that kind of information. There's somebody that can give that kind of thing. Say, this one, you just look at the heading. 2014. This one is all information. I just throw it away. That's somebody that doesn't value information. But there's somebody that when I show that kind of thing, wow, you value it. So if you want to transfer information, make sure you're transferring information to people, somebody that values it.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then number four, I want to give you, learn to write your information in simple, plain terms. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, write the vision and what? Make it what? Something happened very humorously between me and Barrister. Is it on Wednesday or Sunday? He wrote something, maybe in the spirit or in tongues somewhere. And the way he was reading to me, he said, what's that right here? Now, he was the one that wrote it. Have you ever written something sometimes when you are writing something, like, you can write them in coded languages. Do you write things in coded languages? Yes, you write in coded languages like that. And now, when you are 45, the coded languages that you use when you are 23 will not be the same coded language when you are 45. And you may even forget what this language means when you are this age. Do you know what I mean? Like, when you write, and then you are, there's a way you write it now, and then you understand what you are writing. But in the next 20 years, your language will have changed. That when you read that information, you don't really understand what you are really to say. But those days when you wrote it, you could understand. Do you understand? So when you're writing information, don't use coded languages. Write them in simple, plain terms. That even if it's 50 years time, when you carry it, it will still make sense. Do you understand? Don't use code, because there are codes we use now that may not be relevant in the next 10 years. And then when you look at you yourself, you are the one that wrote it. But you will not remember what you wrote. So learn to write it in simple, plain terms. Are we together? And then number five, don't forget that beware of negative documents. There are negative documents that people have written down. Now, for those of us that believe that you can write in soft copies and in phone and in tablet, praise the Lord. How many of you are aware that YouTubes have the ability to bring down a video on their own? Can they do that? How many of you are aware that they can edit any information you write? Even though they say that there is privacy, laws of privacy, laws of non-intrusion. Facebook, WhatsApp, all those kind of documents have it. Is that correct? How many of you have noticed something that what the kind of discussion you used to have on your WhatsApp, when you go on Facebook, you have suggestions from them. Has that happened to you? Then you wonder whether they really know anything while you're chatting on WhatsApp. The truth is, I watched a live Senate screening of Mark Zuckerberg. He was screened by the Senate. And then the Senate president was asking, what is the name? Is it the Senate? What do they call them? Of America. Let's say the Senate of America. So they were asking him, how can I know that my document is, can you really read my document? Mark Zuckerberg said, of the truth, I can read it. He can read it now. Is that not true? I did little programming at a lower level. Little programming that has an already platform, and then you write your own desire. You can read, we have what we call backdoor. The backdoor, you can really read the information. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Nowadays, when the corona issue started, there were informations about the virus in the online years ago. Now, when people try to access those information, they discover that those information were deleted. Yes. Every prophecy, Prophet Emmanuel Makandiwa prophesied about the virus 2016. YouTube deleted the video. Many people wrote sensitive things and put online, including their Google private mails informations. Those information were deleted. Are you getting what I'm saying? What about if a virus affected that document? I know the old company, a tech company, a world-class tech company that lost everything because of virus on their system. And everything they had was soft copy. I lost everything July. Everything I wrote here was because of a minor problem. Just imagine everything, and I wrote 3 minutes, I lost them. Just imagine everything I was written, we are here. Where my phone. Mint was sharing a story when his phone was being stolen by some hoodlums. So that he had a lot of things, very, very important, written, his transactions, a lot of things. He will have almost lost those documents. And some of them may not be retrievable. Altogether. So you are at a risk when all you have on your soft copy. But when you put them on paper, can they be burned? Somebody will say, you know, there's a way people can think. Even paper can be burned. Yes, it can be burned, but it's safer. Are we together? So as much as possible, learn to document on hard copy. Praise the Lord. Don't forget that nowadays, Bible have been edited. When you hear stories that Bibles have been edited, hope you know it's true. Soft copy Bible have been edited by atheists and antichrist. That's why many people recommend. That's why people still recommend King James.
There are certain things that are not in the NIV Bible, as NIV, as old as NIV is. There are some things that are not in the NIV, but there are some whole chapters, sorry, verses, that are not in the NIV Bible. Do you understand? So, but that's why we have the original King James that people can always refer to. That why many, the reason why many men of God say King James is the one they like most times is because King James is the one that nothing has been altered. It's word to word. All together. So learn to value hard copy. Write. Get a clean jotter. Clean. You don't have the money, meet me, I'll give you the money. Praise God. Yes, I write. I have a barrel. And don't come to church with one barrel. Come to church with two barrels. Do you understand? Yes, in case one fail. Two barrels. I saw a preaching. I saw one picture that the Adeboye, somebody was preaching that the Adeboye was writing. Bishop Edebo was sitting next to him, he was writing. The next person next to him was Dr. Paul Enetcho, something like that, was also writing. Did you see that picture? And then somebody was wondering, who was the actually person preaching? See, at their level, they still write. Tell me the kind of device they will not buy, if they want to buy device. But paper, there is something about paper. That generation will never change it. Hallelujah. I love the sound of, like I say, I like the smell of paper. It's just good. You can refer to it as many times. Like this water is here for long. Anything can happen to this one. I can change it anytime. But this one is here. All the psalms are here. All the writings are here. So you need to learn to document. Write it down. Praise God. Alright. I believe you are blessed and you got something. True? Alright. Can we appreciate God for his word and say, Father, we thank you for your help. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your strength. In Jesus' precious name. See, as you take responsibility over writing documents, open your, ask God for revelation that you understand the benefit. And then as you put it into practice, develop the grace and the stamina to do it. Hallelujah. To write and to document. In Jesus' name.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.